you sit at home and you wonder, will you go to this networking thing that's going on? You know, this might be a couple of days beforehand, or it might be just on the very evening itself. You know, you say to yourself, oh, you know, what's the point? You know, it's just another thing, you know, and to go to, you know, more talking, no money. It won't lead me to getting any more work. It won't lead me to any more clients. I'm not going to get any financial advantage out of it, you know. It's much nicer to sit here and, you know, do something else. You know the feeling, you know, that kind of reluctance to go out into a situation where there's no return guaranteed of a financial nature. And you say, well, I've had lots of pleasure and it's been good. It's nice to be, I can chat to people in my local cafe. Why should I go all the way into town and go to Electric Cork or some place like that for Pub Summit, Dublin Web Summit outreach kind of event, you know? So, but then eventually you drag yourself out, and on the way you get a bit more enthusiastic. And you do have hope. You hope that something, but it's vague kind of hope. And then something happens. Something happens by sheer magical coincidence to change things in quite a big way. And that's what this audiobook is about. It's a little story about last night in central downtown Cork. So that was the situation. I'm going out to a networking event and there are lots and lots of people there. And I'm thinking, well, you know, what am I going to get out of this? Well, truthfully, I'm saying to myself, I love going to networking things, but, you know, and this is just where I want to go. And thank goodness I have a babysitter and I'm out for a great evening. But another voice is saying to me in my head, Paul, come on, be commercial. You know, you're meant to be you're a business guy. You're meant to be, you know, what are you going to get out of this? Why don't you go somewhere else? So there I am at the bar and I'm doing various audio booths with people having a lovely time and all that. And I stumble into being next to over some food, actually. I went in to buy some drink and standing next to the place where you could order drink was food and two people. And I started a conversation, and this is going to be about LinkedIn now. The rest of this is going to be all about LinkedIn. Now, I have to tell you, I started a conversation, and the conversation didn't happen in a vacuum. I've always had a certain perception of LinkedIn. And if I tell you that it's on a spectrum, it's the opposite end of the spectrum from the word storytelling. Now, this is me fessing up to something. So basically, I have thought of LinkedIn as a kind of a static feel to it, and being so kind of people in suits, being suitable and good for people in suits, but that these people are not in the world of storytelling. And I'm a storyteller. I can't help it, really. I can't help but find stories. I can't help but make them, you know, and I just have to admit that everything I do is a story. But the point is that it has a different feel to it. So LinkedIn is over here. It's got a corporate kind of a thing and attached to it. And you've got your CV and you've got places you've worked and people. And there's lots of, I have difficulties about, you know, LinkedIn contacts, because I can't be clear when somebody has a LinkedIn contact, whether they're currently in contact with them or whether they, and what the depth of the contact they ever had. And anyway, look, it doesn't really matter what I think of LinkedIn, except to say that last night my impression of LinkedIn was confounded. And how was it confounded? It was confounded because in the course of a conversation with one person, a LinkedIn person was in the conversation, and I didn't know her at all. I didn't know what she did in LinkedIn. I'm still not sure what she does in LinkedIn. But as the conversation with one guy went on, he told me his story, interviewed him about his business, had a conversation. He subtly, well, directly transformed it into a conversation. He was great. And I found myself being interviewed. But gradually I noticed that this woman from LinkedIn was interested in the question of how does Jane Boyd do conversations live on air with people? How does conversation work? And everything that we talked about, that came up in the conversation about Google Plus Hangouts and the way you make stories which are spontaneous, or no, the way you make conversations that are spontaneous and are not scripted and don't have, I got five questions I got to work my way through. She became more and more interested in okay, for want of an abstract word, narrative, the role of narrative, how it works, how you do it, the skills are involved in it, and you know, how you can risk doing it, I suppose. Now, I'm not putting words into her mouth, but that's, I thought to myself, this LinkedIn person is actually very interested in this. And I said to myself, this is the opposite of what I expected a LinkedIn person. Oh dear, this is being silly on my part. But anyway, this is the way I thought. I didn't think that LinkedIn are interested in, you know, how stories are crafted and all that. Now, people from LinkedIn will come back and tell me, I just don't know enough about LinkedIn, and I will hold my hands up and say, you're absolutely right. But perception is perception is perception. So my world is a world of perception. And the perception I had of LinkedIn until last night was definitely that they were in the kind of part of the brain, the other side of the brain from the one I play in. But as she got more and more interested in it and chipped in little bits into the conversation between me and the other guy, my perception of LinkedIn began to change. And in a certain point in the conversation, I thought to myself, I must introduce her to Greg Canty. So when the conversation was all over, I introduced her to Greg Canty because Greg Canty is terrifically talented at writing sticky blog posts on the one hand, and secondly, he's a mad enthusiast for LinkedIn on the other hand. So I thought to myself, these two people should meet. This person works for LinkedIn. Greg Canty's an enthusiast out there in the field in PR. He's a PR, as a Fusion PR, looked them up. They're a company in Cork, you know, very, very active company in Cork. And Greg is out there teaching people how to use LinkedIn to do, you know, media profile building, all that sort of stuff. So, and then another thing happened at the same event. A little bit later on, I run into one of the main, you know, local heroes in the technology media space, Pat Phelan. And he tells me, you know, I never have enough time with this guy, but he told me that he's very, very big on LinkedIn, very active, and that he has a huge number of contacts. Well, you can look him up. But he also told me that he uses LinkedIn in a very purposeful way before going to meetings, and they use LinkedIn to check out who people are and who they're going to meet, and et cetera, et cetera. And this was a very businessy focused lens. But it just meant that something happened last night to make me think that LinkedIn is going to be a bigger part of my life in future, because I see a situation coming in September where, as part of a campaign to part of a big campaign, a very big campaign I'm going to be involved in the autumn, and a very important campaign as far as I'm concerned, a campaign that shall have to be nameless right now. But LinkedIn has suddenly become part of my marketing campaign strategy for this new situation. And I think I'm going to have a go at using LinkedIn. And I don't mean dabble in it, because there's no point in dabbling in something. I mean seriously using it to find people who might be interested in what we have to offer, and who might be connected with people who might be interested. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. I'll come back to that a lot more later when it's ready to be spoken about more publicly. But the whole point about this is about LinkedIn and about networking, and you think, what's the point in going? And there it was. If it wasn't for going out last night, and I make no money out of this at this stage at all, but there is a long-term commercial contact between, you know, between above what happened last night. So money is not irrelevant. In fact, to be sustainable, I need money. Therefore, I have to be earning it. I have to be making it. So money is terribly important. It's the currency with which I can go on holidays, and the currency with which I can feed my child, you know, whatever. Currency with which I can pay my iPhone insurance bill from dropping and cracking it. And now I'm letting my head run away with me. But there's the point about networking. For those of you who have, you know, the same kind of feelings about networking as we began with on this audio boo. You just never know how standing at a bar or at a networking event, somebody will start listening to what your conversation with somebody else. And that listening behavior by somebody else will change your perception of a whole organization. Now, this is completely irrational. One single human being, an unrepresentative sample of one from LinkedIn, has actually changed my perception of LinkedIn.